Listening 94, Robbery Plan. Okay, as you know, we're planning this robbery from the inside. That's why Matt's got a job in the Harrods warehouse. So, Matt, what have you seen?
Well, I've been searching for what we need for 7 days, but the problem is I'm in the perfumes and luxury goods section. It's got a beautiful fragrance and a lovely air of freshness, but it's no use to us. I need to be on the top floor where they have the household wares.
Why?
Because all the keys in the warehouse are copies of a master key. We need the originals and they're on the top floor, so I'm working out a scheme to get there. What I've done is changed my schedule so that when they run out of wrapping paper and samples in the sales department, it's my responsibility to get more. When I deliver the new samples, I'll have to go to the top floor.
Okay, but we can't rule out the possibility that you won't get the original key. So what's plan B? Are we seeking alternatives?
Oh, yeah. Plan B involves wearing FedEx uniforms and pretending to deliver a parcel. The last time we did that, though, they called head office to confirm the delivery. What we've done this time is to make sure we go to the store before that and place a massive order worth $500,000 for items in the warehouse. They're going to have to order some of these items, and they're always delivered by FedEx. Because the order's so big, it'll be the most important thing on the warehouse agenda to receive this parcel. There'll be no problem getting into the building.
Okay, our plans are looking good. But remember one thing. It may be a novelty not to be working on a casino or a bank with a lot of security, but we still have to be alert. Anyway, let's go to the store today and look at the alarm system. There's a big sale on, so we should be able to enter without being noticed. Let's go.